Hello, this is Theron James Hunt out here in Spring Creek, USA, 89815. I am putting together the library, if you want to call it a library. It's going to be hopefully useful for all of Spring Creek Association property owners because, yes, I've been involved, however people may see it as involved. I've gotten involved with the Public Utilities Commission, with the Attorney General's office, with the previous administration here in Nevada, and I have, you can't help but watch what goes on, and when there you look at the people that are operating the association, you look at their budget, you look at, how things work out here, contractors, just the whole big, big picture, and I've worked in it. I've been around a little bit. So there's a lot of problems, a lot of serious problems. As we know, the parallels with our President Trump, Donald Trump, he has, it's been kind of refreshing to see it uncover, pull back those layers and see that it's been going on everywhere in our country. And so, number one, it's much harder to deny the fact that they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing at all. And when they want to claim that you don't lie, it's like well now I know you do. Or you just don't tell the truth, I guess. But here's the reason that we have such a problem. Is because the corruption, the nepotism, I'll leave it right there. The fact that you do what you want, how you want, and no, it doesn't matter to anybody. You don't answer to anybody. Property owners, people that pay for these things, out here, that's all they're good. That's all they are to you, because you don't. They're not improving. They improve the golf course. They improve, a lot of that work going on out there, and not that I don't golf, it's just the fact that we have a lot of other things that could be done, because that thing's already in the hole, $400,000 a year with the water bill. And that's a round figure, but that's what it has in the past. It's been higher than that, and they're paying for water that's already ours. That right there is the corruption. I mean, it's just like Biden. You're pulling money out of a country and you're running it back through another one, and you're getting it back on the backside. Whatever it is, that's what goes on. But the other sick part of it is how people, if we have things that need to be done within our city or the association, okay, because we've got our utility that's built now. It's built and it's running, okay? It's time for them to go. But we have that. So being that we have the utility company, we sure in hell don't need a slew of people over there in a shop, okay? The costs for that golf course should not come, that we're not going to keep, another $1 million of liability, let alone all the money that probably flows through there. It's time to shut that down. There's no reason for that, because if we have things to be done, we'll go out and bid it out like any normal outfit. But you guys have had it. You just keeping everybody at bay, attacking them. All you're doing is suing people to get more money so you can do what you do when you're not seeing the big picture. This is ours. It's our association. It's not yours. But by the time I'm done with you, you won't own anything in the association if you don't quit. Because like I say, what you've done is really wrong. And I have proof. And it's logical. It's not that tough. You can't hide this. And you can sue me. Yes, good luck. That didn't work out too well, huh, McConnell? But listen, I don't want to be the enemy, but I'm sure not going to do your job for you. Because if I'm going to do your job, you're going to pay me for it. I already told you I'd do the job for half of what Jesse Bear charges. $135,000 a year, a house and a car? And $4 million budget. Wow. And you look at all the scavengers that have been bleeding off that. I mean, all the things that have gone on with our infrastructure here that has been influenced by people that I don't even know them yet. Maybe I won't know them. Maybe I won't have to. Maybe they'll send someone else in here to take care of this. I don't have to do this because you guys, I am nobody. You're right. But I'm your worst enemy. And that was the problem. I shouldn't be your enemy. You should be nice to me. If you want help, you are nice to people. You're nice. You don't attack the citizens, the people that you live around here. Okay. And that's all I have to say today. I'm a little upset, a little pissed off. I wanted to go into some I don't know if it's any more of anything. It's criminal justice reform. And that's actually where this sits. It's in the criminal justice reform. It's been filed with the county or district here, the district court. It's been there for 14 months, and it's okay. I understand that, they're busy, and plus it's a very big, it's a daunting project when you look at criminal justice reform. But it just happens to fall in line with the fact of what the association now has as its tool chest. And I'm talking about people, you, me, everybody. We have, and so, although they're doing what they're doing up there, I can explain to you how you would normally run an association. I can help you with that. I can, it's not that tough to clean. You got to shake the tree a little bit. Like I say, we don't need, all the money going out. If our roads are not getting repaired the right way, okay, that's proof, okay. So I don't even want to argue with you guys about that, okay. You know you can't do it. All you're putting roads in. You're taking care of the swamp up there. That's true. What you're not doing is you're not taking care of business. So anyway, hey, God bless our president and his family. Definitely everything that they've done for us. And Lord, thank you. And everybody else out there too. The tariffs that a utility company must abide by are designed to keep them honest. It outlines basically the rules of the game. They have a certain amount of profit they can make. Well, they were having a lot of issues, but they were found guilty and of not operating within those tariffs. That took away any available funds to do construction with or to expand or spend money. I'm just going to put it that way. And they were shut down. And they tried, like I say, over a dozen times. I'll have to count and go back. But they definitely, on that 11th hour, released that tariff and allowed them to do some work that they'd already done anyway, which was against the rules, and then proceed with some work that was just ridiculous because it's not necessary. The interrogatory big plan they had, all of the stats that were on there were very good. It was perfect information. It declared everything that you would need to know about supporting Spring Creek with the water system. The water system is built. It's in. It's ours. It belongs to us. It belongs to Spring Creek property owners. And I don't understand how anybody, I'm going to take this all the way and I'm going to just squish all of it. It's like, my God, how do you do this to people? It's their property. It's their water rights. And now, that was a big argument years ago. And I kept slamming that home. And it's like there's 2.2 acre feet for everybody and the whole association. And they still dumped, $300,000 plus dollars in watering the golf course, and they pay that to a company. It's not even the company's water. It's really a mess, but we're going to get to the bottom of that. So I wanted to just kind of close that out on the utility. Not your lot. Yes, you have your water for your lot, but it didn't get broke out that way. What it is 2.2 acre feet for every acre within the association. That association is ours. Okay, if you're a property owner, you own part of the association. Nobody can come in and buy part of it. They can't come in and take it. They can't come in and take the resources. They can't do unless people up, that you have up there, you elect on the boards, you hire the manager, $130,000 a year, house, car, and big expense, and $4 million expense account. But what has gone on is they have allowed that. That they launder money. They pay $400,000 for water, but they're also taking $4 plus million a year. They should be giving about $3 million of that back. Because when you do the calculation, and they're supposed to make an 8% profit in all their expenses, well, because they're not supposed to be expending at all, because they're liars and thieves, and they shouldn't be, you know, they can't do it. They have to get approval. Well, Sisolak, and I say Sandoval because it was right on the cusp, and they know each other. They know what's going on. So between the two of them, they allowed that tariff issue that they took a run at. I think they probably ran at that thing a dozen times with lawyers trying to say, we need to get that tariff. We need to get it fixed. We need to be operating within our tariffs. No, 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 no. I mean, it's kind of funny. I've even posted it online with big circles around it. Denied, denied, denied. Well, they get approved and all of a sudden start spending money again. And I haven't you know, budged at all. I'm just watching the action because they're, number one, they're laundering, they're paying them, the utility company, a lot of money. Everybody, every attorney, every swinging son of a gun out here, man, good job, Darren. Every bastard out here that thinks that the day isn't coming, it is. Because y'all know it. Y'all know what's going on. You're all part of it because you know it and you're not doing anything about it. And that's a shame. So the other part is they're depreciating our equipment, that $3 million a year. And the paying water bill, plus all built water bills that aren't even ours that the association has paid, that Jesse Bear, I'm sure, has signed the check for. But there's a lot of that going on. And I just want everybody in Spring Creek to know that not only they've continued with the assault on the finances, but they now told... this is a good one. Just recently, the Public Utilities Commission was going to handle the issue with a hookup on a duplex over, a couple of them over here. And I think it's Debenham, and I think it was Bailey or whatever, wherever the investors are, or money, whatever, but it's the construction company. They were finishing up a couple duplexes on the golf course over there along on Country Club. And they had paid for the water hookups in the year 2013. I don't know a lot of people that pay that kind of money ahead, you know, for 7 years when you're talking a lot of money. You're talking 30, 40, 50, 60, I don't know how much money it was, but they went to ask them to hook it up because they finally built these duplexes and the utility company told them no. That was their response. And there's a reason for that. They said no because they are between a rock and another big rock with a big rock on top of them. And the water is rising on them because they have completely ruined the master plan. The plan. The plan has always been the plan. We've always known how many lots there were. We've always known how they were zoned. And we basically found out how many wells we need, what the depth was, how many tanks we need to supply water to everybody. So everybody was happy until they screwed up with this septic system here. Over here, it's called Morrowood. Well, because it's got a real problem. Now, they attempted to tell the property owner that built units on that property, they had to sign over their water rights. And that they didn't have enough water rights to get 2,000 gallons a day. I think that's what it was. But so they were going to give them about half. Again, another lie. That was they were lying, blatantly lying. That's not what's going on. And the other thing was who the hell signs the water rights over? Don't do it. No way. You can't anyway. But that's their new angle, is that they own the water rights because they've been signed over to them. So they are now a permanent fixture in Spring Creek Association. Well, congratulations, Jesse Bear. Congratulations to all you board members. What a bunch of idiots. You guys are just, I mean, I've done nothing to anybody except try and show you what you're doing wrong. I've been trying to show you for years. And now I just last month I listened to him and I go, well, I hope that you guys aren't in on what the utility company is trying to do. And that is convince everybody that they own water rights. They will never own the water rights here. They are a disposable utility company. Yes, all near impossible is what I was told. But when you're a liar and a thief, I'm thinking things are going to change here soon. If you're a liar and a thief, you're disposable. We're going to get rid of you. So all this stuff aside, the failures are that they've empowered the utility company because of the money that they probably are all guilty of taking. Or I don't know who I say all. But that's where it stands, that we're progressing. I filed 14 months ago on them in district court. And it's been 14 months. And I nothing to say about it, but I'm finally decided that I'm going to read it to people, a couple pages, two or three pages a day. There's 27 pages of filing, but and a lot of it has to do with other things, not just the utility company. It's got a lot to do. It's criminal justice reform. That's what it is. And I'm, you know, it's hard because I'm angry about a lot of things, and it's no one personal. It's the fact that you wouldn't stop. You just continue like it's okay. I mean, you operate this like we have. Why do we have a shop full of people? Why do we have, you know, we have all this, these people working. What do they do? But you don't have enough work for them. If we need work done in this association, we can contract it out. We don't just keep keep staff on hand and then still contract it out or write checks to our buddies to do stuff. Okay, those days are over. Okay, your budget's gone. We don't need a general manager. We need people that will do a job. We can get five people with your salary. I mean, we could pay five people $30,000 a year to run the association. And trust me, it would be done easily, okay? There was times when we were still growing and there was a lot of work to do. And you were dealing with, you know, building departments. But boy, down these last finals, this last decade, you guys have just turned it into a cash machine for the swamp son of a bitches out there in Lamoille and in the association. And so, don't think I don't know that. You know, you've allowed more properties to be plugged into that Morrowood project. You've allowed our properties out here in the association to be broke up into pieces. You've added more. You've allowed mobile homes to move into the area. You know, there's so many things that you've done against the rules because you said you don't want to deal with the people. You want to just do whatever you want to do. And that's a right out sentence that came out of Mr. Wonderful's mouth, that you guys just, you're gonna do what you're gonna do, but you don't want to deal with the people. Well, you're gonna have to now. God bless our president for criminal justice reform and his wonderful, the wonderful first lady, his family, his administration. God bless America. Let's get this going. But the time is now. If we have not learned anything from the last 3.5 years of our president's administration woes and problems, and we're now seeing the true picture of it, and that is, okay, they'll still lie about it, but that's fine. We're going to clear the swamp out of everyone's pockets. You know, there's a whole different world we have now. It is very different. And I'm not saying I know where it's going to end up, but I can tell you this, it's different. And you're no longer going to be a thief and roam the streets. None of you are. See, because I'll bring you into some future podcasts that are going to explain why I am angry. And it's not necessarily at everybody here at all. I'm angry because you're kind of shitty at what you do. But most of all is that you accept money. You accept things to do things wrong. You know, you call it whatever you want. I call it a moral issue. You are morally broken, kind of, but it's fixable. You know, we're working men and people, and hey, I've never been offered $100,000 or, you know, a new car and, you know, skid steer, trailers and trucks, all the things that you guys get. But it's going to stop, and we're no longer going to be saddled with every bit of dollar debt you want to put on us. So again, thank you, Lord. Amen.